This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Normally you hear the big booming voice of Wayne Allen Root, but he is off. So I've got big shoes to fill. My name is Lee Elsie. And speaking of big shoes, my next guest has been, I would think, on just about every sports talk radio show across the country within the last 48 hours. I'm reading a press release by the one and only Peter King, who talks about his book, his brand new book, The Dynasty, and talking about how great and insightful it is. He has been my friend since, well, before high school. I've known him since we were in middle school together, and he's written books about Tiger Woods, Steve Young. He's also written a number of politically charged books. And he's my old friend, best-selling author, Jeffrey Benedict. And Jeff, when a guy like Peter King can't stop gushing over your book, how does that make you feel?
Peter's great. I've always looked up to Peter, probably like you, as sort of the quintessential football writer in America. I don't think there's anybody better in the business than him. And I did a long interview with Peter over the weekend. Actually, I was here at the Garden. I think Peter was in New York, but we did a long podcast that's going to run next week on his podcast. But we did this interview for his Monday Morning Quarterback column. And the thing I liked about it, Lee, was that he spent a lot of time asking me questions about sort of the writing process and the intimacy of this story. And I like the fact that he actually brought the Beatles and Abbey Road into the story, into his column this morning, because for me, that was a big deal. And it was real personal and emotional for me, that part of the story, that's when he was really referring to the end, when Brady left this spring. And that's how I ended the book. And I remember when I was writing those scenes of Tom basically saying goodbye to the Patriots, it's really emotional. And it was emotional for me writing it, partly because I was at the end of what's consumed my life for the last 2 years. I think it's probably been 2 years since I've been on your show, because this is all I've been doing is working on this. And so there was that sort of emotional recognition that it's over. I finally reached the end of the dynasty as a writer. But also in the moment, feeling like I was in the moment, because I wrote that closing scene right after it happened. So it happens in March as the pandemic is starting to take hold in the U.S. and coronavirus restrictions are in place in Massachusetts where the scene plays out. And at the time, those same COVID restrictions were in place here in Connecticut. And I wrote the last couple of chapters of the dynasty during COVID. And for me, my routine didn't change because of COVID. I was coming to my office at the Guard every day, first thing in the morning, like I'd been doing for 2 years, and then stayed here till late at night. What was different was looking out my window and seeing no one in the street. So I'm alone in my office, and I'm writing what was a really power-packed emotional scene where Brady is saying goodbye to Kraft and Belichick. And it's just, I don't know. It flowed out of me onto the page, but it also flowed out of me, in terms of here in the office. And I think Peter King captured that well in his column this morning, so I'm grateful to him for writing. It got me when I read it.
So when you're doing something like that, you said it flowed right out of you. Is that normal for you when you get to an emotional section of a book? That's something that just comes, or do you write it and have to go back and look at it and read it again and say, let me write this again?
Yeah, well, there's a ton of rewriting that goes on, but there's a lot of, one of the techniques that I use, Lee, when I'm writing particularly powerful scenes, like it could be an emotional scene like a farewell like this, it could be a scene where, like the moment where Tom Brady blows his knee out in 2008, and he's in his bed hours after the game. He's home. He's in his bed. His knee is propped up, and he's basically got tears in his eyes. He's looking up at the ceiling, thinking his career might be over. Or whether it's an exhilarating scene where Teddy Bruschi is running onto the field after being hospitalized and missing all those games because he had a hole in his heart and people thought he'd never play again. When he returns, that's also an emotional moment. It's not a sad moment. It's an exhilarating moment. Anytime I'm writing those kinds of scenes where I want the reader to feel the emotion, what I use to help me get there as a writer is I use music. So when I'm writing the Bruschi scene where Bruschi's going to charge out of the tunnel for the first time and 68,000 people in Gillette Stadium are going to go crazy, I listen to The Who Are You? And I listen to it loud, and I listen to it over and over and over again while I'm writing that scene. And I choose that because that's actually the song that Gillette Stadium played when Bruschi was coming out. And so it helps you capture, for me as a writer, it helps me get in the frame of mind that I need to be in to let that kind of emotion basically flow from my brain to the page. And music helps me do that. So when I wrote the closing scene with Brady and Kraft, I listened to Abbey Road. And obviously, when you get to the sort of the last three numbers on Abbey Road, those are emotional, sad. There's a tinge of sadness to those songs, but also this sort of great sense of achievement. And that, to me, was music that was more in line with what I was writing at the end of the book. But throughout this book, I used more music in this book than any book I've ever written. What I mean by that is, in the actual narrative, there's Bon Jovi, Elton John, Bono and the Edge, Eminem, Jay-Z. All these guys are in the book because they actually intersect with the Dynasty story. They're characters in the story. So, I mean, one of the best interviews I did for this book was with Bon Jovi. I mean, I went to his house and had this really intimate interview with him about things he'd never talked about ever with a journalist, about his relationship with Belichick, about his relationship with Bill Parcells, about his relationship with Robert Kraft, and his affiliation with the New England Patriots. And out of those interviews come these incredibly sort of heartfelt, emotional stories. And so there's Bon Jovi as a character in this book, and his music is in the book, actually. And so for me, it was bigger than writing about the Patriots are big as it is, but there's all these tentacles to the Dynasty story that involve pop culture and politics and business that I wanted to make sure it was all in there so people could sort of appreciate the breadth of the Patriots dynasty. It's so much bigger than football.
We're talking to best-selling author Jeffrey Benedict, his new book out, The Dynasty. When you got to the office every day, did you have like a, I'm trying to picture like this chalkboard with, like you said, tentacles. So all these different subjects that you had to somehow include into the narrative, like, you know, the politics of it, the benevolent side of it, the relationship side of it, the football side of it, the, you know, the Belichick. Did you have all of those mapped out? Was it on paper somewhere, or was it just in your brain and you just went one after another until you felt like you'd satisfied each one of those?
It's on paper. I create, I start by creating a timeline for the dynasty, and it took me a year to create the timeline. And the timeline is a document that's, you know, it's probably somewhere north of 85 pages long, or maybe even 100 pages long as a Word document. So it's a massive document, and it has all the data points that need to be in the story, and it's obviously told in chronological order. And once that's constructed, that's like the architecture of the book. The second year, which for me started in the spring of 2019, so around March of 2019 is when I went into what I call cave mode. That's when I'm in my office at the Guard every day,
right,
door closed, and I head down and I start writing. And I did that for a year. And basically, you know, just a routine. I'm in here early, and I stay late,
right?
And I do it 7 days a week. You know, there's no day off. once I go into writing mode, that I don't really take days off. I mean, I'm not saying I don't take my kids' birthdays off.
Right.
For the most part, I'm just going.
If you're walking in the park or you're out with the kids somewhere and you're absorbing everything and then all of a sudden, like a bolt of lightning, do things hit you and say, I got to put that in there, or this is something
yes.
I got. That happens to you?
Yes, it drives my wife crazy because I could literally be in bed and say, and like it's after midnight, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I got to get up and run downstairs and write this down. And because I've learned my lesson that sometimes my best thoughts come, best creative thoughts come at night when I'm in bed trying to go to sleep. And if I don't get out of bed then and write them down, in the morning I can't recapture.
Right.
And because I've made the mistake of trying to do that and then losing it. And so, yeah, or we're at dinner and, you know, the whole family's, say we're at a restaurant, you know, we're sitting there and the whole family's there and we're having a meal, and halfway through the meal, my wife looks across the table and goes, where are you? Because my eyes are staring off into nowhere land, but it's because I'm thinking about how I'm going to tell the next phrase in the book.
Right. It's truly fascinating stuff, looking inside the mind of a best-selling author. Jeffrey, if you don't mind, can we take one quick break? I'll come back in just a couple of minutes. I want to talk a little bit more about what's in the book. Jeffrey Benedict, best-selling author. His new book out, The Dynasty, about the New England Patriots. I know this isn't normally what you talk about here on the USA Radio Network with Wayne, but I thought this would be kind of a neat and interesting diversion to the normal stuff that we get into. So we will take a very quick time out. We'll come back with a little bit more from Jeffrey Benedict. I'll try to get to all of your questions if I can. We only have a short segment left, but keep it right here. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer NanoSilver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership, competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne is off tonight. My name is Lee Elsie. I have a very special guest joining me, best-selling author Jeffrey Benedict. His new book, The Dynasty, is out there. And I'll tell you, if you love football, if you just love good writing, and you love an amazing story, literally an amazing story about an American dream come true for three men, really, to be honest with you, the Kraft, Belichick, and Brady, you got to read this book because it's really fantastic. But Jeff, real quick, when you do a book like this, almost 600 pages, all the research, 2 years of research, when it's done, do you like sort of just take a moment, exhale, and say, thank God I'm finished with this thing?
It's a tremendous relief. I actually felt like weight loss that day, that moment. I remember the moment quite vividly because I felt physically and mentally exhausted. In one hand, it's kind of exhilarating. You know, it's like running a marathon. And when you start the marathon, if you think too much about the fact that you have like 24 miles to go, that's overwhelming.
Right.
You know, by the time you get toward the end and you realize you really need to finish strong, that's the thing in a book like this. You have to have energy at the end because you can't leave the reader with a weak ending, gotcha. You know, where the reader can detect that the writer ran out of gas.
Right.
And so it's really important at the end to finish really strong, and that's something my editor would talk to me about a lot. Editors are like coaches.
Right.
You know, they coach the writer, and in my case, I needed to be coached up at the end because I was mentally exhausted, intellectually exhausted from working on this story and trying to do what I was doing in this complicated story. And so at the end, I definitely let it all go. And I thought that the last chapter, when I say last chapter, I really mean the epilogue, the ending scenes were some of the best writing that I did, even though I was the most tired at that point. But I was, you know, really trying to meet my editor's, you know, high bar, which was you got to finish strong, you got to finish strong, you got to, you know, you've got to really run hard at the end, and that's what I was trying to do.
You put Robert Kraft and his organization in the same star billing as Belichick and Brady, which I don't think has ever been done before. Presumably couldn't have gotten a book contract or written page one without gaining significant access to all three men. How difficult was it to get access to all three?
The first thing I did to start this process was I wrote him a letter. I like to write letters. I wrote him one. It was personal, but I introduced myself because I would be a complete stranger to him. And I told him who I was. I sent along with my letter, actually, a box that contained some examples of my work. I sent copies of the Tiger Woods book, Steve Young's biography, the system, some of my Sports Illustrated stories. But I put together basically a package, and the letter said, this is who I am. Here's some of my work that you can certainly look at. And here's what I want to do. And I laid out in the letter kind of the book that I wanted to write. And then what was really great was I got a letter back from him. I still remember I was living in Lyme at the time. And I remember the day that I went and retrieved the mail out of the mailbox. There was a letter self-addressed from Gillette Stadium. And as soon as I saw that, I knew who it was from. And opened it, and that was the beginning of a correspondence between us, the very early beginnings of trying to build a relationship when you don't have one. This wasn't a situation where I knew Kraft, Belichick, or Brady. I had never met any of them. I'd never covered the team. In fact, I'd never watched a game from the press box or attended a press conference hosted by this team ever. So I was really an outsider, and I think in the end, my outsider status was actually really helpful because I didn't come in with preconceived notions about what I was going to write, meaning my attraction was I knew this was the greatest sports dynasty of the 21st century, so I was attracted to that. I wanted to write a book just like with Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer who's ever lived.
Right.
This was the greatest sports dynasty of certainly my lifetime. And so that's what I wanted to write about. But I didn't come in with these sort of preconceptions about the main characters. I came in fresh and purposefully did not talk to journalists, a lot of whom, or some of whom, are actually friends of mine who've covered this team for a long time. I purposely did not talk to them about this. I didn't even tell them I was doing the book because I just didn't want to be prejudiced by what they would tell me about the guys, the team, and the organization, because they've been around it so much, you inevitably form opinions, and those opinions, you know, can become biased or jaded over time, and I didn't want that in my head.
Right.
I wanted to come in, you know, almost naive to a certain extent, and learn for myself, and see it in my, you know, with my own eyes, and so that's how I went about it.
Jeff, listen, I gotta run, I'm out of time, I cannot thank you enough for coming on. Best-selling author, Jeffrey Benedict, The Dynasty. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll come back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina, as the first American World War II heritage city.
With this designation, we proudly declare that in America, we don't tear down the past. We celebrate our heroes. We cherish our heritage. We preserve our history. and we build the future.
President Trump, speaking aboard the USS battleship North Carolina, also praised World War II veterans. Meanwhile, speaking 490 miles north-northeast of the president, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says President Trump is the reason schools are not able to reopen safely.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis, American schools would be open and they'd be open safely.
Biden speaking in Wilmington, Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Roar.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It's ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. That's leeelsieradio@gmail.com. My next guest is a motivational speaker. And my guess is most of his views are going to be polar opposite to most of my views. But I think an open discussion on some of these issues is very, very important. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Dwayne Bryant. And Dwayne, you're a professional speaker. You're a motivator. You're an entrepreneur. You're a businessman. You see what's going on. I mean, you see the chaos in the streets of you know, Minneapolis, in Kenosha, in Seattle. What's your first thought? You turn on the nightly news and you see something like this.
Well, honestly, my first thought is this is happening too much for it not to be intentional. And I believe that the chaos that we're seeing is not accidental. So that means that intelligent people who do desire peace, who do desire to have, you know, an intelligent society, we have to engage more because the voices of the few people who want chaos are way louder than those who don't want chaos.
You don't mean, though, that the events that are happening that lead to this chaos, black men getting shot, is intentional. Do you think that's intentional?
Well, I think it's all intentional, to be honest with you. So, for instance, when a police department does not adequately train their officers, and I was looking at some information this morning that, like in North Carolina, to have a barber's license, it takes about 1,500 hours, whereas it's about 500 hours to be a police officer. Cosmetology license, it takes longer to be a cosmetologist than it does to be a police officer in certain places. Yes, that is intentional. You cannot give someone the right to take life and liberty, and you don't provide adequate training. You don't provide adequate training on implicit, explicit bias. You don't make sure that they're equipped to patrol the neighborhoods in which they are. So if this person goes out and they're totally afraid, they're totally fearful of their life, and some, according to the FBI, some neo-Nazis and white supremacists have infiltrated law enforcement, so therefore that is an intentional act. So if those people are killing unarmed people, yes, it is intentional, and so what I like to do is take all of the emotion out of it and just look at the facts, that the numbers cannot be as staggering as it is accidentally. We are human beings. We are way more intelligent than this, and therefore I do believe it is intentional.
Okay, I have searched high and low. I've written multiple newspaper columns about this, and I cannot find, you talk about the numbers, I cannot find corroborating numbers on what you're claiming anywhere. You can find one article that says this, one study that says that, one study that gives you this number. The most recent number that I had was that 10 unarmed black men in the calendar year leading up to now have been shot and killed. Are you getting numbers that are different than the numbers I'm getting? Because I'm getting 7, 8, and don't get me wrong, one is too many. But I think there's a notion out there, Dwayne, that hundreds of men are getting executed by police officers on a regular basis, and that's not true.
Well, actually, it's not hundreds, it's thousands of people that are being killed by police. And it's not just black people. Let's be honest about that. White people are getting killed by the police, black people are getting killed by the police, Native American and Hispanic. And in terms of rape, the reason why more people are alarmed with African Americans, because African Americans are 2.5 times more likely to be killed than a white person. However, no one is talking about Native Americans. Native Americans get killed at a rate almost three times that of white Americans, so their rates are even higher. And there are numbers, and what I'll do is, as we're talking, if I can scroll through some of my information, because I do have some of those numbers for you, but it is in the thousands. It's not just hundreds.
Well, I know that there are thousands. I think 900 was last year, close to 1,100 the year before, people killed by police. I can see that to you, but not unarmed. These are folks who are either violent felons, shooting back, shooting first, having a weapon, pointing it at officers. Because we're talking about unarmed black men or unarmed Indian men or unarmed Asian men. I get the uproar with that. I just don't understand what folks want police officers to do when they're confronted with a violent felon. What are they supposed to do in that case?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things, and let me say this. I am an alumni of the FBI Citizens Academy, because when this began happening, and when I did a workshop for my students, and I asked a simple question. If you're on the playground playing, minding your own business, doing nothing wrong, if a police car drove over, what would you do? And the students said, run. And I was honestly very disturbed as a grown man that these are fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. Their first response may get them hurt or in trouble. Two of the bigger boys say, I would run, but if they disrespect me, I'm going to disrespect them, which tells me when they become 17, 18, 20, to your point, it may be even more aggressive behavior and anti-law enforcement behavior. So here's the deal. Police officers are trained on de-escalation techniques, or I take that back, they should be. So just because you may be a felon, first of all, if you're stopping me, you don't know if I'm a felon or not. The reality is I look just like the other felons that they're shooting, whether it's in their back or in their face or whatever it may be. So therefore, to your point, yes, I agree. The police shootings of black men, black women, Hispanic, et cetera, is significantly lower than the other type of homicide. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about officers who've been sworn to protect and serve, who has been sworn to serve communities and not just kill someone because they are afraid. And those numbers are the ones that we're alarmed about, and those numbers are staggering. One number is too high. Let's take Jacob Blake, that incident. So you have three officers with guns out. You have two that are following him. Please explain. I've seen white people, white men, fight police officers and don't get shot. Steal police officers' car, take their baton, and beat them, and still don't get shot. Can you please explain to me that? And just recently in Kenosha, a white boy with a long arm walking down the street after having shot several people, killing two, is able to walk by the police, and the police drive by him and say, hey, can you move out the street? That is blatant right there, Lee.
There are two things I totally agree with you on. Number one, the training for police officers need to be better. It needs to be a lot better. And I think you're right. I think a lot of times some of this stuff escalates because cops, they see someone who's bigger, stronger than them, and they're obviously their first response is to be over-defensive, right? I can see that. I concede to that. And everybody should have a body camera on. But to that case that you just mentioned, he resisted arrest. He beat a couple of tases, right? Now, the cops missed. The cops dropped the ball and they let him walk away from them like that. They should have tackled him again.
They should have tackled him and even beat his, I don't want to say
right. Own. I get you.
Am I expected that you guys are going to say, hey, D, you're a nice guy. Come on in. We'll give you some pizza. No, Lee, let's be for real, man. You guys are going to beat my black.
Yeah, but who chases a guy with a rifle? That's what happened
who
to the first guy.
Up with a rifle?
Well, yeah, but you know
come on,
wasn't
man.
Wasn't there a huge, by the way, wasn't there? Dwayne Bryan is his name, motivational speaker. I want to make sure we get the book out there again and again so folks who might be interested in this. The Stop, Improving Police and Community Relations. Like I said, we're not going to agree on everything. I'm frustrated because I think in some cases this whole narrative, and tell me if I'm wrong in this, it seems in a lot of ways a little hollow, say, championing somebody with such a checkered past and in a situation that you watched unfold on television, right? So you watch this guy resist arrest. He's not a good guy. There are a lot of different reports about that.
I don't want to take sides with the left or the right. I want to take sides that's going to restore humanity, to bring people back to being human beings and intelligent. And right is right. Wrong is wrong. It's not black versus white. It's wrong versus right.
I agree with you. I appreciate that. But cops aren't the enemy. I don't think if you could teach the kids in the beginning that cops aren't the enemy, aren't we going to start off in a better spot?
Well, here's the deal. Now, you're not going to like this answer. And I agree with you. Cops should not be the enemy. But it depends on which neighborhood you live in, Lee. Your neighborhood and my neighborhood, we call the cops. We're glad when they show up. But let me share some facts with you. In 2016, the Department of Justice went to Chicago, went to Ferguson, went to Baltimore, and they literally did an assessment on multiple police departments. This is what they said about Chicago. Chicago Police Department has a pattern and practice of using force, including deadly force, that is unreasonable. They do not provide adequate guidance for their officers. They do not hold officers accountable. They have a pattern and practice of using force that violates the constitutional rights of its citizens. They engage in tactically unsound, unnecessary foot pursuits that oftentimes leads with them shooting someone. Officers shoot at vehicles unjustifiably. They have poor discipline when discharging their weapons. So this is the Department of Justice saying this about Chicago Police Department. If we're honest, if you're on the south side and the west side of Chicago, you probably get a different level of policing than what you might get downtown or on the north side. So when we're talking to our children and saying, hey, police are good people, but the Department of Justice just said, not necessarily. USA Today came out with a report that 30,000 law enforcement officers have lost their certification, 4,500 for drug and alcohol, 3,200 for assault and violence, 2,600 for theft, 2,200 for misconduct. So therefore, we have to really start asking ourselves, are police this beautiful group of angelic bodies that we like to pretend they are, or are they really a representation of the community? And if the community is not doing so well, the police departments aren't doing so well.
We're talking to Duane Bryant, activist, motivational speaker, going back and forth a little bit on some of the parameters as far as police work and who gets shot and who doesn't get shot and why, etc. But we got to take a quick break. Duane, hang out with me one more segment if you don't mind. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you three silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All three free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com, or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Alaroot! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One final segment to go. Dwayne Bryant is our guest. He's a motivational speaker and an activist, and I want to talk a little bit about schooling and what you do as a mentor and how you make a difference in young kids' lives. What do you do?
Many mentoring programs at various schools in Chicago and the suburbs. And our suburban schools, like, let's say, Southland College Prep, literally 100% of those students, and it's a 95% black school, 100% of those students graduate with merit-based scholarships. We don't have strong athletic programs. But let's say when we're at Harlan High School, or Gage Park or Finger, those schools are your rougher schools. We're talking about maybe 40% graduation rates, maybe 50 on, it's probably higher now.
Okay.
But when we first came in, we came in with my staff. We would always, like myself, because I'm corporate America, but I left corporate to do my work with the schools because this is where God told me to go. And so when we show up, we're in sports coats, the ladies are in dresses, everyone is looking good, and the security guard was like, where you guys going looking like that? We're like, we're here to mentor. We're here to change lives. They're like, man, these kids are not going to listen to you guys. They are not going to pay attention. You got to curse them out. You got to jack them up. You got to rough them up. These were the security guards, Lee, in the school.
Right.
So when we first were coming to the building, you hear things like, get your ass over there. But ding, ding, ding. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
Literally, I give you my word. I promise to God this is true. Within 2 months of us being there, we never cursed the kid out. We never hemmed the kid up. So the kids in the beginning, yes, they did try us. Some of them called us Uncle Tom. Some of them called us, what are you guys doing here? You don't really care about us. But we stayed consistent. Literally, that freshman class had the highest test scores. They had the lowest disciplinary infractions because we treated them like human beings, and they responded. Literally about 6 months in, one of the security guards came in and said, you know what, Mr. Bryant, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think this was going to work. I thought you guys were some lame, goofy black folk coming here with some white messages, trying to teach our kids about going to college. But now we're no longer cursing the kids out because we humanize them, Lee. So the police have to humanize the communities, even in those tough communities, because what happens is you have criminal elements in these communities, and I'm not going to even pretend like we don't. You do. But just like we say the police have a few bad apples, there's a few bad apples in these communities as well, not the majority. So what happens, though, is when the police come in roughshod, dehumanizing people, now the majority of the community does not like, does not trust, and will not cooperate with the police. That is not the goal that the police want. You want the community to be on your side and to help you. But when you go in and you totally disrespect, it will would be the same in your community. If I went in with a black group of police officers and we were disrespectful to you, your community would not have it at all.
What's disrespectful, though? Explain to me what that means, because tell me what that means.
I'll give you some examples. So I got to tell you another piece that I do. I'm also a community advisor of COPA. COPA is the Civilian Office of Police Accountability. Every police shooting that happens in Chicago, COPA investigates to make sure, was it lawful, was it not lawful. So we also investigate police misconduct. So there was a police officer who I cannot name, but I can give you a circumstance. The police officer was driving up to some young teens and said, "Hey, M, what the F you doing on this sidewalk?" And the guy started recording, like, "Yo, you talking to us this way?" And he was like, "Listen, I kill M effers like you. I'll kill you. I'll kill your mama." I'm like, wait up. So literally, the boys had enough sense not to run, because maybe that's what the police officer wanted them to do. Maybe the police officer wanted to kill a black teen that day. I don't know. But when I look at the behavior, when we watch these tapes of this white officer totally antagonize these young black kids because he thought they were gang-related or thug or whatever it may have been, that is unprofessional. So that is just one example I can give. I can give you several.
Listen, I am in a total agreement. If that is, and I have no reason not to believe you, if that's true, A, the cop probably should have been criminally charged, certainly should lose his job. I'm on board with what you're saying as far as police accountability. I'm on board as far as police training. I'm on board with a lot of that stuff. I just think that nobody wants to accept personal responsibility for their actions. These cops are put in a no-win situation against people, criminals, most of the time, that are not complying. And if you've got somebody who has been acting erratically or acting violent, it doesn't matter what color they are. They've got to be stopped.
I agree. Lee, there are times when police, and I tell students this, there are times when police are supposed to discharge their firearm and neutralize, as they say, the threat. So, for instance, there's another instance. Where there's a young man running from the police. He had a gun in his hand. The police shot him in his back. So the community was like, "Yo, this is wrong. They shot him in his back." But when we did the investigation, the boy was running, but you can still shoot backwards while you're running.
Right.
And we were like, hey, no, we are not going to be anti-police on this particular instance, because this boy was endangering the lives of law enforcement officers or the public. So if he's running and shooting, he should have been shot. That is the lawful job of law enforcement, not to let that person go. But there are times when people are running and they don't have any weapons. So to your point, I agree. Let's be real. Police have some of the toughest jobs in this world. And they knew that when they went to the training. They understood that job. However, we cannot give passes for unlawful police misconduct. I am all for supporting our men and women in blue. I think they should make more money. I am not for defunding. I think they also should get other wraparound services like counseling and therapy. But those should be reserved for officers who are professional and doing their jobs, not the ones who are part of a neo-Nazi organization, a white supremacist organization. And that information came from the FBI.
All right, listen, Dwayne, I got to run. I will definitely get you back on. I think this theme of the neo-Nazis buried beneath the surface of our police departments is completely off base. But I do want to bring that up with you next time we talk. We are completely out of time for now, but I do thank you for coming on today. I appreciate it. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the great USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. I'll be back again tomorrow night. Till then, we'll see you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.